Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of bank stocks. Buckle up, because it's not for the faint of heart.
Bank stocks? Really? That sounds about as exciting as watching paint dry. Everyone's chasing tech stories, not dusty old banks.
Hold on. That's where you're wrong. This article makes a compelling case. European bank stocks are trading at ridiculously low price-to-earnings ratios, like 7x to 9x. Compared to the S&P 500's bloated 26x, that's a steal.
Okay, I'll bite, but banks are risky, right? 2008, anyone?
Exactly. It's not a buy-and-forget situation. But the author's point is, look at book value. Lloyd's, for example, is trading below book value. That cushions the blow, at least a bit.
So, what is book value again?
It's basically the net asset value of the bank, the retained profits that belong to shareholders. It's like a safety net, sort of.
Interesting, but interest rates falling could wreck everything, no?
True. The author points out that a few bad loans can wipe out profits when margins are thin. That's why bank earnings are so volatile.
So it's a gamble, but a calculated gamble.
Exactly. This article argues that now might be a decent time, you know? With economy stable, debt manageable. HSBC, for example, is trading at a 20% discount to book value and offers a 5.5% dividend yield.
HSBC, hadn't even thought of them. I see, interesting. What about other factors to consider?
Well, the author suggests looking at a bank's market share, the economic prospects of where it operates, and importantly, the management's risk appetite. No cowboys. We want steady hands on the wheel.
Got it. No gamblers. So not all bank stocks are created equal.
Precisely. It's a nuanced game, picking up pennies in front of a steamroller, as the article puts it. Lucrative, but risky.
Aya, like that analogy.
Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Catch us next time for another deep dive into the world of who knows. Goodbye.
Goodbye.